Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It's my birthday, if you missed it.
And, they say it's your birthday.
They say it is my birthday.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Something like that. And, you know, I feel honored to have some great friends in the dive industry, including...
Where?
Well, not here, in the studio or connected
somewhere.
Facebook.
Who said you had friends?
Well, there's a guy who I've paid off many times, many years ago,
right,
with plenty of bottles of booze and rum. And that would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, who's on Facebook or FaceTime with us as well. And Neil, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Happy birthday, Greg.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I remember back before your hair was turned gray and mine was turned loose.
Okay, there's that. We got that. Yeah, we go way back, me and the dive god. And I, once again, I feel honored. But I couldn't do a birthday show without at least checking in with the dive god. Because, Neil, we've been talking about, you know, of course, everything's about me today, as it should be. But
why should this day be different?
Right,
from any other
exactly. Day? Okay, quiet. You speak when you're spoken to, Barry. Now, but the thing is, Neil, I've been throwing it out there. Like, where would you go on your birthday, or what kind of special birthday dive should you do? Have you ever, celebrated accordingly like that? I mean, normally a Neil Watson birthday is like a huge party.
My birthday dives is in my living room jacuzzi.
Okay. We were just talking about that happening at the Gomez Hilton. But instead of strippers, it was like, Barry with a hairy back and Jerry the Diver Guy.
Whoa, why you got to go there, man?
Out of this? Is this a surprise birthday wish?
No, I'm just... They said they both have been there. I'm just...
Jeez. So the question is, how old did I?
57, yeah. That's the truth.
87.
To be a kid of 57, I've got 9 year older than you. Seriously.
Okay.
And it smells better.
Okay. Well, well, there's that. All right. But I don't know. Have you ever heard people talking about, like, hey, on their birthday dive, they go in their birthday suit, or they do something special, or try to make it, you know, something unique or anything like that, Neil? Or no?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, I had somebody from Maduro Travel go over to Bimini to celebrate her birthday with the Hammerheads.
Well, okay, so that's what Casey and CJ want to do.
And
we're talking July. Well, that month of July. Well, Casey, your birthday is July too. No, yours.
No, mine's in December. But I'll pretend if it'll get me in the water with some sharks.
He'll lie and get a fake ID, and participate like that. But no, that was high on the list of celebrating your birthday with the great Hammerheads of Bimini. But hey, you have to be in the winter months. July, you know, chances are you won't see.
No. The December is, that's the birthday month for the Hammerheads.
Okay, so Casey is good, but the guys in July are out of luck? Or is there
to celebrate Christmas?
Is there a foldover season where you could go from Hammerheads to Tiger Sharks, Neil?
Yeah, what about
Tiger
Sharks?
We get Tiger Shark on the Hammerhead dive.
Right, okay, bonus. But what about during the summer, like in July? Would you get a Hammerhead or a Tiger Shark then at all, or no?
Well, I mean the Tiger Beach is really active in July.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. We're on the way.
All right. So maybe not the hammerheads, but tigers are fairly common during the summer.
Oh, yeah.
They're at Tiger Beach.
And they're good. And you know, we got the dive yacht now.
That's right. Real high-end stuff. Yeah.
You've seen it. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, beautiful vessel. This is a, like you said, it's a yacht. It's not a dive boat. It has a salon and probably there's a bed and berths in there and everything too, right?
Berths, full head, galley.
Fully stocked bar. When your diving is done.
Greg could get his hair done.
Yeah? Okay. What did I say? Didn't I say you're not allowed to speak unless you're spoken to? And there he did it again. How dare you? On my birthday even. I can't keep my Scuba Radio Scuba Squad in check there, Neil. It just happens. Here, loose cannons.
You've been doing scuba radio over a third of your life, man.
Oh, my God. That's true. Yeah, 23 years. And we said I'm 25, right? Yeah.
Greg, by the way.
Started when I was 2.
The publisher just texted me on the... I got some bad news.
Uh-oh. What, CJ?
The title to your autobiography thus far, they rejected it.
What? Which one?
It was going to be called... Greg the Dive Master, this is all about your life from the beginning diving up till now.
Yeah.
And it was going to be called Greg the Dive Master, Cocaine to Rogaine. And they're like, no, they nixed it.
Yeah. I didn't write that.
Not enough Rogaine.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
I say, of all of the projections I've had of the diving industry, You were my biggest failure.
Well, thank you. Gosh.
No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. When he was just starting the show, and I told the story of the year before.
Right.
Slate called me after you had called me and said, hey, I said, what's the deal with this Greg Holt guy? He said, yeah, he's going to do a weekly scuba radio show.
Right.
I said, yeah, I talked to him, and he just sounds like a really nice kid, but I'm sorry, dude, a weekly radio show about scuba diving, it ain't gonna fly. Oh. But I'll go on anyhow.
Yes, and here we still are doing
three listeners later, you've been proven right.
There you are.
Couldn't figure out nothing else
to do. If it
wasn't
for the cast of characters, he'd have nobody.
True. They're a curse that kind of went along with this.
His wife
thing.
Just calls it that weird little thing he does in his room.
Behind the curtains.
Quiet. Stop it, you.
I could actually see her saying that.
Yeah.
He twiddles the knobs.
Just stop it. Will you? Gosh. Talking to the dive guy.
He pretends to have a radio show.
Yeah. I mean, but as far as a birthday dive, is there anything on your list that you haven't done diving-wise, Neil Watson? What do you think?
Oh, man. You know what? My bucket list is just about empty. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff I want to do over. I was just telling Neil Jr., my son, I said, what I absolutely want to do this summer, and I'm going to make it happen, is do the blue hole that Jacques Cousteau found like 40 years ago when I was just on the island. And it used to be one of my regular dives, and nobody's done it in probably 20 or 30 years.
Mm.
We got the numbers on it. I found it a couple of years ago, relocated it, but didn't have the equipment to go in it. So that's going to be.
Well, what equipment do you need? I mean, do you have to do something special to get in that or no?
Well, the problem is it's weird. It's not the typical blue hole that you see in Belize, a big round dark circle.
Right.
You can be on top of it, not see it. It's just a mound.
Hmm.
And the entrance is in the side of the mound, and the entrance is about 18 inches of fat. So you got to kind of take your tank off to even go fit into it.
So it has a small opening at the top that you got to figure out a way to get into.
The entrance is only about 10 feet deep, 12 feet. So we have actually like 150 foot hose. That we used for the Michael Phelps shoot for Shark Week.
Yeah.
So I just put that on the tank, put it at the entrance to the mouth of the blue hole, just put on a weight belt and get a light and go in.
Oh, wait. So you like a hookah setup?
Yeah,
you
do exactly.
It. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So you just kind of do it like that. All right. But Junior hadn't been tempted to go out there on his own for what you know?
I don't know why. Two things. That he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that dive.
Yeah.
And he rarely does the wall drift dive that was my signature dive when I was running the operation 40 years ago.
He's coming up with his own dives there in Bimini.
Yeah,
right now.
No, well, I mean, hey, I didn't have hammerheads and bull sharks and we weren't doing the dolphins like this, so he's got some pretty outrageous stuff.
No doubt. He's made a name for himself as Neil Watson Jr. for sure. All right. Well, thank you, Neil. We got more coming up on this birthday edition of The Big Show. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, y'all. This is Nikki Lee, Miss May 2012, Playboy Playmate, and radio host of Playmates Presents on SiriusXM Playboy Radio 102 and Fantasy Sports Radio.
I'm sexy and I know it.
But when I'm not doing that, I'm checking out Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Now, here's a guy who seems a little too impressed with his air hose, but at least he knows how to work it. Greg the Dive Master.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, wiggle.
Whoa, look out.
Yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle,
hey.
Wiggle, yeah. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Really?
Yeah.
A little wiggle,
yeah. It's my birthday. I can do this. On my birthday, can I? Can I get away with it? Thank you.
That's what happens when you write your own liners.
True.
And stop wiggling in here between breaks.
Well, hey, we were still maintaining one Greg apart and being socially distanced as we should. But look, it's you know, you can get away with a lot on your birthday. I'm not even supposed to be working. This is what my job is
you
to host
push
the show.
Buttons. It's not exactly working.
Casey and I could have guest hosted for you.
Well, I said at the beginning of the show that I didn't even think I needed to do anything today, that I was just going to say, hey, what would you do?
Yeah, but when we say, Greg, get out, and you didn't leave.
I mean, how figured, hard okay. could it be?
What, to get out of my own house?
No, how hard could it be to host this show?
It's, well, as you can see.
We're pretty easy.
Really?
TJ, all you got to do is talk about yourself for 2 hours.
Okay. Casey, will you get out of Brittany's lap?
Okay. Stop it, Hughes.
What's happening? I worked hard to get in this lap.
Look at that. You guys keep it up. You're not going to get any birthday cake.
That's not Casey. It's Barry.
Yeah, it's Barry.
That's right. Well, I'm lucky dog then.
All right. If you say so. I don't know.
Keep dreaming. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Anyway.
So where'd we leave off with the diving goals?
Well, I think we covered CJ and Casey, the tobacco nut, and we know where they want to go. And I guess Brittany, the aqua gypsy, would like to join you guys on that birthday dive in Bimini.
We can do that threesome.
What about Vinny?
I just changed my mind, though. Now that Neil came on, I just changed my mind, because if there's not going to be any sharks in July,
yeah,
I'm down for the blue hole.
Well, he said that they would have tiger sharks at Tiger Beach. You could do.
I've done the
report.
Like, I'm kind of good. Report. I want to go on some adventure.
Okay. So you'd like to do
if
that
I could go.
Blue hole dive. And, you know, you can only fit, you know, your body down in there. You got to kind of hookah down. I mean,
but Greg couldn't go.
What do you mean I can't go? Of course I can go.
You get the big head. You wouldn't be able to fit through the 18-inch hole.
Captain Walt DeMartini, you know, he knows a lot about this dive. Have you seen it yourself, too, Walt? Did you go down there with Neil Watson back in the day or no?
I've been on top of it. I've never personally done the dive myself, but Skeet LaChance and a bunch of old guys did it. And so I'm fairly familiar with it as far as what they told me what it looks like. But like Neil said, there's a mound, and you go in on the side of the mound, mm-hmm. and you go down its 45-degree chute till about 15, 18 feet, and then it opens up into a room. But you can't go. You have to take your tank off, put your tank in front of you.
Right.
Push the tank down, swim down with the tank, and then when you get into the room, then you put your tank back on.
Wow.
Greg, that's where our cavern training would come into play.
That's true.
Exactly.
CJ and myself are cavern trained, and you can still see the surface, or at least the light, so I think it would apply, wouldn't
it? We could pull some badass maneuvers.
I don't think so. Not by the time you got back to the ballroom with an 18-inch opening. That's much light.
Exactly. Are we still talking about diving?
Is it totally an overhead environment, or is it see-through because of the reef and stuff, Walt?
No, it's totally overhead environment.
Oh.
It's total. Mm. It's not like the Andros blue holes or the Belizean blue holes where you're, you know.
Right. I was thinking that the opening was small, but you could still see through, have light through the cracks of the top of the reef, but maybe not. I guess not. Barry,
think of your bottle of rum right there. Look at that. That's what it's supposed to be.
That's not
more like a brown
hole. Look at the bottle of rum. Or a beer. Yeah, that skinny opening up into a big area.
All right. Think of the poop chute. Is that what he's saying?
No, he's saying it's like dilated.
Okay. Oh, God.
Anyway, it's on Brittany's list. Okay, fair enough. All right.
So, Greg, well, I will say that this intrigues me because I have been to the Blue Hole in Belize, and honestly,
you weren't impressed.
2.5 hours to get out there, and then once you get out there, it's just one giant hole, and you do go down. But you know, everyone's really conscious about not going any deeper than 130 feet and testing the limits.
Right.
So, and I think the depth on that the Belizean blue hole is like 210 or 220, isn't it, Brittany?
It can be
right. Yes, it is, and they don't let you go any deep. Like literally, if you go 131 feet, I mean. They're like,
your diving's done for the day.
Got
pulling you up. It's very
I think there's a couple of divers still at the very bottom. Isn't there? I heard.
There could be.
They might be tucked in there somewhere.
I read that in some magazine.
Wow. Bubble Boy, I mean, do you have something to add or something
that
you
can put to that list? I think we should go back to Andros. Do you remember where we dove in Andros?
I do.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Negative Ghost Rider.
We should take Brittany with us because
it's the brown hole. She would not like that.
The brown hole. You know, that was a unique dive site, but it was unique, brackish water. It was brackish water, so it was kind of brown.
It was like
water.
A toilet.
It's like a blue hole, but it has like appliances and old furniture in it.
Well,
is that that place where you put that poop on you?
No, that is, I don't know what he's saying. He's talking about the crab.
You said it was a brown hole.
No,
quiet, Barry, yeah,
that's
quiet.
That's the brown goo.
Barry, you leave your fantasies on this. It's Greg's birthday.
Yeah, the Carrie-coo, the crab, you know, the crab thing that we did.
Carrie-poo.
That was mangrove poop.
Right. Well, crabs digest it. Yeah. And it makes it into this fine mud that is good for your
You were really into
skin.
That, too.
Well, no. It was
an experience. I said crud.
No, it's muck. It's more of a really fine muck.
You were way too into that.
Well, because
that's
I know.
Makes Greg, that's what makes Greg look so young.
True. People think I'm 108.
What a suck up.
Yeah, after his days had, he needs to be sucking up.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I wanted you guys to have that experience when we went to Caracou, and it lived up to it, didn't
it? What a giver. What a giver.
It did.
You
see,
give
CJ,
and you give.
See, you know, that was one of those dives that I did sell pretty hard, especially to CJ, because he was so turned off on the whole idea. But once you did it, then you were like, okay, I get it.
No.
This is totally
I couldn't wait
totally
to wash
dumb.
It off.
Why would I ever want
to
do this?
You wanted nothing to do with the crud.
Yeah, I was not down with
it. I can attest to that firsthand.
You're right. But you, but Brittany, you liked it when you put the goo all over you.
I loved it. I thought it was funny. When we rode on your back.
Yes, there was that.
I have pictures of that on my phone.
You
actually.
Rode on Greg's back in goo.
Yep.
Well, in goo.
Well,
kick
actually,
me.
And you know, by rubbing the goo off.
There's a little arrow that says enter here.
That's not what she said.
It said no entry, I think is what it said.
No entry.
But regardless,
only.
We're getting away
CJ,
from diving
CJ, you have permission
again.
To distribute those pictures.
All right. So Barry, evidently, and that may be on his birthday list. That and the Gomez Hilton, you know, hot tub dive. Oh, God help us. Stay close. More coming up. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Glad
are
to be
in
here.
The studio with us. Yeah, and here for the birthday extravaganza. We will have cake and booze.
Happy birthday to you.
Is it rum cake?
It will be by the time we pour the rum on top of the
there
cake.
There you go. Which,
and it's ice cream cake, so it'll mix
ooh.
Really well.
Ooh,
and curdle.
That'd be bad coming back up.
Yeah.
Be like a rum cake malt.
Feel
He'll
free.
Not be leaving the house tomorrow.
To celebrate accordingly in your socially distanced and lockdown area.
After we get done drinking it, you could roll around in it on your back patio.
Nobody wants to see that.
Will you stab him, please? okay. So, look, by the way, a couple little things. CJ and I were talking about this during the commercial break. You know, as people are not able to dive, you know, it's starting to open up, thank goodness. And we're going to talk to Brittany about her diving in Venice Beach this week here in just a bit. But I did catch that new Netflix movie with David Spade. And it's called the what?
The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong Missy. And there is a shark diving scene on this movie on Netflix, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's a
it's
cage.
Probably not quite as accurate as it should be for the sharks.
A lot of CGI.
Yes. but
it's funny.
A tiger shark gets in the cage, shark cage with them, and all hell breaks loose. So if you take it, you know, from the standpoint of they're just trying to be funny, it is, I thought it was pretty funny. And probably not the best representation of shark diving that I have seen. But, you know, if you just take it for what it's worth, it's pure entertainment. It was pretty silly.
Yeah.
And you know, entertaining to watch.
It's not going
to
create any new divers.
No, probably not. It's not a,
maybe scare
a good
away,
promotional
but it,
piece
but
for shark diving.
But it is funny.
It is kind of funny. Exactly.
When what's his name is testing out the reg.
Yeah. That is a technique that I have never seen a dive instructor use before where they lick it. For you
test
first.
Test it.
Yeah, put this in your mouth.
Yeah, and then lick it all around and make sure, you know, yeah, kind of gross. But then it is what it is. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a doubt.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind, don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
At the party, scuba party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about, move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
Yes, it's a birthday party on the world's first radio show devoted to diving because it is my birthday. I really can't remember what happened yesterday, let alone if we've ever had a show where it was actually on my birthday. I don't think this has ever happened.
What, you started celebrating early?
No, I'm saying the actual day of my birthday was never on a show day.
Oh, have you had
your fiber? Every 7 years.
Every 7 years it happens, which explains why I don't remember. Like I said, I don't remember what happened yesterday.
Did you have a bowel movement?
You know what? I think I might have.
Is he smiling and happy?
What is wrong with you? That is inappropriate, Barry.
I didn't ask anything other than, are you smiley and happy?
Okay. Enough out of you. Back to Brittany, because she actually is one of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members who actually dove this week. She resides down there in Naples, Florida, made her way up north, you know, to, you know, on the west coast of Florida, up to Venice Beach.
Naples.
Excuse me. What the hell is wrong with you? And I apologize for him, Brittany. But yeah, you went up to Venice Beach, which is a hot spot for Megalodon shark teeth. It's world-renowned for finding shark teeth. And I saw you posted some pictures up on Facebook of your haul, of you and another diver. It was just two of you in the water and found all those shark teeth. Is that right?
Two of us went. It's actually, you always say Naples. It's actually Marco Island. Same thing. But
well, okay, right, yeah.
So two of us went, but the boat had five people on it. It was a six-pack boat.
Oh, okay.
And there's only like three or four charters that run out of there, but most of them are just six-pack boats. Mm-hmm. It's not like some big cattle boat or anything like that.
Right.
So then once you get up there, they really only go less than 2 miles offshore. I mean...
So that haul of all those shark teeth, was that just you or was it all six divers combined?
Nope, that was me. That was solely me, yeah.
Wow, that was a lot of shark teeth. And then you had a monster megalodon shark tooth right in the middle. I mean, it had some growth on it and stuff, but that was an impressive tooth.
But I just did a 50% apple cider vinegar and 50% water mix, yeah. And a lot of the growth came off.
Really? So it looks pretty nice now, huh? Okay,
yeah.
Barry, have you ever done a shark teeth dive there in Venice Beach or no?
No, I went snorkeling there once time. I like to do that dive one day. I have a question, though. If you went out and it's only 15 feet of water, was it a one-tank dive, or do you actually bring two tanks with you?
Oh, it's for sure two tanks. The first dive, I stay down for 79 minutes.
Nice.
And then the second dive, I actually only stay down for 47 because it was getting chilly. I mean, you're not really moving much.
Right.
And for the most part, all you're looking for is black, you know, and obviously like a sea of sand.
You're looking for, you know, unique shapes because shark teeth have those edges to them and the right angles and that type of stuff is not a natural occurrence. So that's what you're on the lookout because they are kind of mixed in and you have to keep a keen eye.
I have a stupid question.
Go. Well, that's what we're all about. Stupid questions, CJ.
Are the teeth still sharp? I mean, do you have to wear gloves? Could you cut yourself?
Okay, that's a good question. That's
thank
a really good
you.
Question.
No, that's pretty stupid, actually.
CJ,
but go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So they are not so sharp anymore, but you could totally tell 100%. Okay, guys, these sharks are 3.6 million years old. Mm. Okay, so if you rub your finger up and down them, it is there. You can tell that it is kind of like a razor blade, yeah. But obviously throughout the years that it's been tumbled in the ocean, yeah. Storms kicked up, hurricanes, this, that, whatever. So obviously they're not so sharp anymore, but you could definitely 100% tell that at some point in time, it was really, really sharp. Right. Yeah.
Do you wear gloves or no?
Everyone did. I didn't because I'm not a glove person.
She's a rebel.
But yeah.
Yeah, I guess it teaches on. I mean, you could feel around, I guess, with your fingers a little easier. Yeah,
it might be easier without the gloves.
But don't get me wrong. They can be sharp enough where, like, if you took one and you wanted to stab your buddy with it, you easy.
Greg.
Totally
Greg.
Stab.
Why the violence?
Whoa, Greg. Yeah. Stab your buddy with a shark's tooth. That's a little rough, isn't it?
No, yeah, all need to take Barry on this dive.
Then. There we
Speaking
go.
Speaking of stabbing people.
You know what some people did, though, actually? Good question.
Yeah.
Some people did the Michael Jackson where they wore one glove and they were free-handed in the other one.
Were they moonlighting or moonwalking across the seafloor?
Yeah,
doing a little of that too.
So this is an all-day dive.
Well, it can be. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, because we've done shallow dives before. We can spend up to 90 minutes underwater in 15 feet.
Yeah, we're like half fish.
Well, the nice thing about this dive is you can do a beach dive too. I mean, you have to wade out quite a ways, but you can find shark's teeth.
Right, but now actually it's getting to the point where Venice is starting to kind of dry up a little bit. And so we actually went down to Inglewood on the second dive. And with that on the second dive, what's cool is we were able to go, because we were on a boat, we were able to go in front of a private beach with a private residence. And we were about 50 yards from there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of just dropped the anchor and went right out because we figured that there wasn't going to be a lot of divers in that area at the time. And it turned out to be true because pretty much everyone got a mag.
Yeah. And Casey is from that that part of the world, world. And you're
that's over Tampa, West Coast.
Last time I went to Venice Beach and did that, it was with you. Remember that?
Yeah, actually it was. Yeah. We kept walking out further and further and further and further and going, we're still not up to our chest.
Right.
Walk out further and further.
But the thing is, when you find these shark teeth, isn't it usually you find like a hot spot, like a line that's maybe parallel with the beach, and that's where they'll be deposited? Were you seeing any kind of pattern like that, Brittany, or is it just hit or miss?
That's correct. Yeah, for the most part. Usually, if I found one, maybe I would kind of fan the area a little bit. It's all dependent. There's two different types of ways that you can do it. You can kind of fan the area once you find it,
mm-hmm.
or if you're really, really good and you got the eye for it, like the captain just jumped off the boat and he went directly under and the guy came up with 3 megs in literally like 20 minutes. It was insane. Wow. Like
now, when you say megs, obviously those are the big ones, but those ton of shark teeth, like from
Had a bit in his pocket.
Yeah, but as far as there's a lot of different species of shark teeth you find in Venice Beach. It's not just megalodons, but that's kind of the gold standard that every diver wants to find. Now that big one that you found that was an impressive. I mean, how big across the base you figure was it a 5-incher or 4-incher or what? That was pretty big, wasn't it?
Yeah, mine was a little smaller. Mine was, and it had a lot of growth on it, obviously, and it was actually chipped at a certain point, so it wasn't really worth much. But my dive buddy, Sabria, she found one that was really still intact, and hers was worth about $150, the captain said.
Nice. Yeah.
There's a definite market for those things.
Heck yeah. Yeah, yeah. And, if you find a good one and you clean it up a little bit, there's quite a market for those. They can go really high up, price-wise.
And rappers really like them because they're big and threatening, and they put them on a gold chain.
Ah, and they stab their competitors with them?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Or just slit their throats.
Yeah.
All right. Use them as a weapon. Barry? You
can wear it as an earring.
You could do that.
Only Barry.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Bubble Boy, where would you put your
shirt? Into a spear.
Make it into a spear, yes. You could do that,
spear too. Spearfish.
Yeah. This is why none of the squad usually goes with Brittany on shark teeth dives. They'd find them and do inappropriate things with them.
That, and she doesn't ask us.
Well, there's that.
I am sorry, Casey.
Well, in Britt's defense, Casey.
Suck up.
Offer has been out there to a few people, but I'm sorry, you wasn't invited.
Well, hey, look, let's be real. In Brittany's defense, she knows all of you. That explains everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, that pretty much clears it up.
And, but with, also, in my defense, I have dove with pretty much all of you as well.
Right. And she's had enough. She's had enough of us.
I'm just joking, but look, here's the Meg.
Oh, that is a big cool.
Nice. Oh, that did clean up nicely.
You have to, you have to talk so everybody can see.
Yeah, well, you can see it on Facebook Live if you're checking us out.
Yeah, so here, and I can post a picture onto Facebook Live as well. So
what are you going to do with it, though?
Right? Put them in Barry and Casey.
Make a little necklace out of it.
Okay.
You know who does great work?
Who does great work with them? Who?
Mermaid Kristen.
Of course. Yeah. She's been getting into the whole mermaid jewelry thing and, you know, in her downtime.
She's really good with it. And actually, she has a couple of my teeth from the last time I went, and she's going to be
shark teeth.
No, those are human teeth.
No, they were. I was trying to save her on that one.
No, she's taking it hung like incisors from both earlobes.
Look, and there's a little shark tooth.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And I'd like everybody to have a piece of birthday cake. I shouldn't eat it. I'm too old for that now. I'm not allowed to have sweets, I think, at this age in my life.
Not even the piece you smeared on the mermaid's behind? You're not going to eat that one?
What?
Whoa, Casey.
Yeah, really.
Hey, back yo, get out the shark, Deuce. Steady.
I can't unsee it.
I missed that.
Yeah. Not appropriate, Casey.
You're going to have to stab him with
All
the
right,
shark tooth.
I feel bad officially.
Yeah. Anyway.
You look bad, too.
Greg, wait. I have something else diving related.
Okay, go, Brittany. You're on.
Okay. So, if you want to get certified during this time,
yeah.
kind of, obviously, you know, times are tough right now with getting out on the boats and stuff. But everyone, you need to do your education portion first. Mm-hmm. So typically on Paddy.com, it's $195 to get your open water course.
Right.
You just get the education, not to pay for your instructor. And now Paddy has put a 25% discount on all e-learning courses.
Right on.
So it's only like $143 to go and get just to get the education done. And once that's done, then you have a whole entire year to get with an instructor. So
that's pretty sweet. Yeah, you know, so that's Paddy.com. You go there. Some of the other agencies are doing all kinds of crazy discounts for online learning, you know, webinars, Zoom meeting instruction and stuff like that. So take advantage of it. You know, just because you may be in an area where you can't get out there and get in the water, you might be able to do some continuing education right now. And that would be
get a discount. And when it opens up again, you'll be ready to rock.
You have a year.
You have a year to do it. Once you get your education portion done, you have a year to do the dives.
You could schedule your checkout with Brittany the Aqua Gypsy, who is a full-fledged dive instructor.
Gypsy.
Or mountain divers.
Well, I have a question.
Or mountain divers. Jerry the Diver Guy,
Are the springs closed to diving?
The springs are open.
Yeah. So you could do your whole course with freshwater certification in Florida.
You could. I don't know what, you know, you got to check the springs rules right now.
If you want to freeze to death.
Well, no. I mean, but I will tell you, they got new protocols all set up at these different places. Depends on where you want to go. I think Jenny Springs, I haven't heard if they're actually even open. If they were, they were going to maybe open up this past week. But I bet they have very strict limitations on the number of people they'll let in to the facility. So you just got to make sure that wherever you want to go in Florida, we're talking about right now, and this applies to everywhere for that matter, you got to make sure you check in advance. So don't just show up at your local watering hole where you hope to do some scuba diving and expect to get in there, because
your instructor should know.
Well, they should, but once again, they're changing them so much day to day. There are all these different rules that we're going to have to kind of, you know, adjust to over the next few weeks. You got to really know your stuff before you just plan.
Us here at Mountain Divers, Greg, we have a philosophy.
And that is?
Have water, we travel.
Okay. Well, there's that. So, and if, you know, you go with Jerry the Diver Guy and you go to that watering hole and you see it's closed, he'll find another one that you can go to and drown your sorrows accordingly.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's how he
rolls.
And
if you're special, we'll bring our own sorrows.
Okay.
And we can drown them accordingly in the mason jar.
True, true. Vinny Two Tanks has been with us the whole show. Hadn't said a whole lot, but I appreciate
him. I wish he'd shut up. He's drowning out Barry and Casey.
Well, but he's been just hanging out there on the left coast of California. Have you heard anything since last week, Vinny, as far as any of the places opening up there? Because I'm hearing these reports that they're, you know, opening up, you know, some of the beaches and stuff in California. But what do you think? No?
I think so. I've heard from some dive clubs that they're diving off the beaches.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any boats running though.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure there's some out there somewhere, but once again, you have to, you got to call them in advance and find out what they have available to you and really kind of work ahead in that regard. So as long as you do that, you might be able to sneak some stuff in. But we're kind of, you know, I think Florida and the Florida Keys, well, hopefully the Florida Keys, as I alluded to earlier, there is some more developments going on in the Florida Keys where the Monroe City Council, and we'll try to get to the bottom of this next week, but I have heard rumblings that they are talking of keeping the Keys closed through July.
Oh, dear.
Which would be just a travesty. And we don't
long live the Conquer Republic.
But there is definitely some rumblings going on, and let's hope that doesn't happen. But we'll try to get to the bottom of it this week and report accordingly. Because
find out if Florida lobster season is going to be open.
Well, it's July, end of July, and they've already canceled Bugfest at Lauderdale
every
by the July.
I'm wondering.
No, the mini season's at the end of July. Regular season's in August.
Well, oh, yeah, okay. I don't really mean following that. Weekend, August 1. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Greg, I will say this, though. You know, when I called to make reservations for the shark tooth diving, the first guy that I called, he's completely booked out until the beginning of June.
Right.
And the second guy I called actually had a cancellation, so he was able to put me in. But I was so pleased with hearing that, because I love it. I'm like, great, this is awesome. Finally, diving is coming back.
Absolutely. I mean, pent-up demand. It's out there. We all want to go diving, don't we? Of course we do.
Whoa, hey, look at the time.
Yeah. No, we want to go diving. And you know, if you do get in one of those spots, you know, be kind to the dive operation. Tip accordingly. We've been hearing good reports from divers really taking care of the crew.
Dig deep.
And get them back in shape. To handle.
A big happy birthday to you, Greg.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Greg.
On that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better wear gang.
Greg is an old master.
Happy birthday.
Safe diving, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.